You're listening to a Communities of Hope podcast made possible thanks to a partnership with NHS Greater Manchester.
I think the hardest part is making that first step, feeling like you're walking into something that you don't know and people you don't know, situations you're not very happy with. But I would always say, take that first step. If you do it and you don't like it, at least you've tried it. If you do it and you enjoy it, it can open up a whole new world for you. And there's always hope out there. You just need to find it.
Hello and welcome to today's Communities of Hope chat. I'm Jean from Friends of Longford Park. Since 2004, I, with a number of other volunteers, have been a health walk leader, organising short walks in Longford Park on the last Sunday of every month. This is part of a joint Trafford Council and British Heart Foundation initiative to encourage people at risk of heart disease to use their local green space to keep fit and healthy. This is based on the results of research that show that walking in green surroundings can reduce blood pressure and stress and improve emotional well-being. Today, you're going to be introduced to some of the people who come on our walk and also some other groups that meet in Longford Park.
We're going to go stop first at the Pets Corner and then we will carry on right round the golf course and do the full route today, if that's all right. And then Mike's ready with the refreshments then in the bowling area at the end. So is everybody happy to start now?
Yeah.
All right then, Ryan. Hello, Jane. What are you doing in the park today?
Well, I'm going for a lovely walk with a lovely group of people who are very friendly. I come most months when I can, and it's just very enjoyable. And, of course, because it's such a lovely day today as well, that helps.
Yeah, so how long have you been coming on this walk?
Easily 10 years. Yeah, easily 10 years, probably 12 or 13, probably.
Yeah. And what motivated you originally to start coming on the walk?
Well, I suppose really it was because I just wanted to be more involved in something in the community because I was working full time. It can be difficult, you know, you get to know your work colleagues, but you don't necessarily get to know your neighbours or people who live near you. And I'd heard that, you know, being involved in community groups is really good for you, for your mental health. And I read something, it was an article, I think, and it said it's really good to be involved in at least three things, and that people who are involved in three things in their communities have better mental health than people who don't. And at the time, I think I was involved in a book group locally, and I was kind of looking around for other things. And I like walking, and I love this park. And I saw a notice on the notice board advertising the walks, and I thought I'd just try them because Sunday mornings was the time that I was free.
Oh, thank you, Jane. And have you got a message you'd like to give to somebody who might need a little hope today?
Yeah, walking is a really, if you can walk, if you're able to, walking with a group of people is a really lovely way to get to know people and to get out and about in your neighbourhood and to get to know the green spaces that there are to be enjoyed by everybody.
Oh, hello, Paul. And what are you doing in Longford Park today?
Well, I'm on this health walk, like, we, you know, that you organise it once. It was the last Sunday in the month. So, you know, it just gets you out and about, doesn't it? So, you know.
It does, yeah. So how did you hear about the walk?
I think I found out through one of your Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's how I found out about it. So I think I did one years ago, and then, you know, sort of, then I found out you took over, so just carried on coming then.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah, so you've been coming a couple of years now, haven't you?
Yeah, a couple of years, yeah.
And you've also had a go at the park run, I believe, as well, haven't you?
Oh, yeah, over 250 now. I think it's 258 or something like that.
That's very good, yeah. So have you got a message for people who are listening who might need a little hope?
Ooh, little hope. Ooh, I don't know. You just got to come and give it a try, haven't you? You know, if you don't try, you know, come, you don't know what you're missing, do you?
This is the tree. I don't know whether everyone can smell it. It's like soap, isn't it? I know we shouldn't be taking bits off the tree, but should I take a little sample and then we can look in the tree book when we sit down, and I'll take a few flowers and a leaf and that'll be it, won't it? And then we can
compare it with the
what sort of tree do you think it is?
I think it's a lime tree. I don't know why. I think I've read about it before because I've smelt it before and thought like I must look it up. Hello, Janice. What are you doing in the park today?
Well, I'm assistant health walk leader today, and I usually bring up the rear. So we walk at the slowest pace with the slowest person at the back, usually. So make sure that we don't lose anybody in the park. For anybody who gets a bit lost, you know where we're going to go. I was on the first walk back in 2003. 2004. So 20 years, yes. I enjoy it. The last Sunday of the month, we come for a nice wander around the park, chat to people, have a nice cup of tea. It's really good fun. Well, I went through a bit of a bad part of my life when my husband left, so I had two young boys at home. And I really wanted to come and get out and get myself out of the house. So that's where I originally started. And I dragged my boys with me. And we've never looked back. It's been really, really good. The boys came on a lot of the walks.
From meeting all these people, you've now started a venture 10 years ago in the park, in the community centre. Do you want to say a little bit about that?
Yes, I started a community choir. I was working in Horwich. And the lady who I was working for in a music studio suggested that she had a community choir up there, which was quite popular. And I thought, well, why am I going all the way to Horwich to do that? I could do it here on my own doorstep. So we found that the community centre was free, and we set up one Friday night and said, right, we're open, who wants to come? 11 years later now, we've got about 35 members, have we? I think it's really, really good fun. So, and we keep getting new people coming. People move on, and we see a lot of new faces. My mother comes, she's 93. She sings with the men because her voice is quite low. We've raised money for the food bank. We go down to the Target Cafe, which was a place that was set up for drug addicts, I think, reforming drug addicts originally. But it's a community cafe now that anybody can go to. We're actually raising money for the community centre at the moment because they've had a big refurbishment, but there's still a few bits and pieces that could still do with improving. So we're raising a bit of money for a new fridge and things like that, so to make life better for everybody.
So you're a very busy lady, Janice, because as well as the community choir, you've now set up something called Singing Together. Do you want to say a bit about that?
Yeah, I used to volunteer for the Alzheimer's Society because my dad had dementia, and he was a brilliant pianist, and his piano playing was actually the last thing to go. Once he couldn't play the piano anymore, I felt like I'd lost my dad. So I used to volunteer with the Singing Together, Singing for the Brain, with the Alzheimer's Society. And then when one of the leaders went off, I managed to get to say that I could come and cover for them. So I ended up being a leader, which I really enjoyed. And I thought, well, why is it just for the Alzheimer's Society? Why can't we do this for everybody? So we set up a Singing Together for anybody. So we have disabled groups, autistic people, elderly, anybody who wants to come off the street really and have a sing-along on a Monday morning, and it's really, really good fun. We do it at Stretford Public Hall between 10:30 and 11:30, and we sing a bit of everything: Beatles, Dusty Springfield, folk songs, sea shanties occasionally. Trying to get people to shut up and not drink the coffee and eat the biscuits and do too much chatting and a bit more singing. It's a bit like the choir, really. But it's great. It's a nice, warm, safe space for people to come and just form groups and friendships, and I think it alleviates loneliness. I love it.
One of the things I think about you singing, Janice, is that people of any age can do it, can't they? And I've been amazed to see some people, you know, in their 80s and 90s actually performing in public and singing, you know, at big community events, which I suppose a lot of them never thought they would do in their lives, did they really?
It's true. We've got a lady called Olive who did a song in the concert on last Friday night. She's 83, I think. And she was actually up
85.
At the... 85?
This week she's 85, yeah, this week.
I'm taking years off her. But she did get up at the Longford Tap and do some karaoke, which she never thought she would do. And she's absolutely brilliant. She's game for anything, isn't she? She's really, really good. She's got a lovely voice. She's found a voice. It's brilliant.
Have you got a little message you'd like to give to people out there who might need some hope in their lives, Janice?
I think the hardest part is making that first step. Feeling like you're walking into something that you don't know, and people you don't know, situations you're not very happy with. But I would always say, take that first step. If you do it and you don't like it, at least you've tried it. If you do it and you enjoy it, it can open up a whole new world for you. And there's always hope out there. You just need to find it.
Hello, Jill. Can you tell us a bit about what you're doing in the park today?
Well, we've got a community allotment in the old Rylands garden. There's a group of us grow vegetables and got two greenhouses. And we've got lots of produce at the moment. And we meet on a Sunday morning, Monday afternoon and Wednesday morning. Oh, and in the summer, Thursday, 6 till 7. I started properly when we had the COVID lockdowns because it was about the only thing I could do. We stayed away from each other, obviously, and it was out in the open air. But I had been volunteering when I was at work, but obviously I could spend more time when I stopped working. So that's when I really came more regularly, yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful place to be, and there's nice people, and everybody helps each other. And I've got a few health issues, so if I can't do a job, because it's a community allotment, I can say to somebody, oh, can you give me a hand doing this? Whereas if I had my own allotment, I'd find it a real struggle. But because we work all together and we share the produce, it's better. It's better for me, yeah. I mean, we have schools coming. We have people coming to give talks. We have two open days. People just wander in and come and have a chat from the park. In fact, there's a couple at the moment wandering around. And, yeah, it's just really interesting. And I mean, it's not so nice in the winter, but we manage.
So you'd recommend it then to somebody who was looking for a volunteering opportunity, would you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, we've got loads of volunteers at the moment. At one point, we only had three or four people and it was a struggle. But now we've got loads and loads. And quite often people say that if they've got a physical problem or a health problem, they quite often say it's just nice to be outside and with people and do what you can, basically. So, yeah.
Well, my name is Reiko. I'm from Japan, but lived in the UK for over 30 years. I've got three children, but not living with me, adult children. Yeah, and well, I used to live in London and moved to Manchester 6 years ago, and I'm totally happy here. You know, I wouldn't move back to London. Yeah, Manchester's a really nice place, and I love the people. Yeah, so friendly and helpful, and you know, yeah, I love, you know, my life is now perfect. It's really nice, and I volunteer a lot of a few more allotments and gardens. And and I love working in a garden, especially on a sunny day like this. It's, you know, nice and open, lots of trees, and you can hear the chickens from the pet's corner. And then it's like being in the countryside, you know. Yeah. And you know, in autumn, you can get a lot of produce from the allotment bed, and you can get, you know, nice organic, you know, without chemical. Food for free, and you know, because we share out, yeah. And I love coming here, and it's like you know, it's exercise as well, and it's like free gym.
Hi, I'm Jillian. I'm one of the volunteers at Pet's Corner. I've been here for about 6 months, I think. Yeah, we've got many animals. We've got two goats over here, Frodo and Gandalf. Yep, they're pygmy goats. We've got many chickens. We've got four silky chickens, so they're the little kind of fluffy ones, and they've all got great Disney princess names, and they've also got a rooster called Humbug with them. We've got four bunnies. Two of them are at home right now because one is getting spayed. There are two bunnies in here, Bluebell and Lavender. We've got our really old chickens as well, Dolores and Victoria. Victoria's been here since like 2014, I think. She's very old. We've got more chickens over here. One of them is the one that just laid an egg. And yeah, and then finally we've got our ducks. And that's it.
I'm here today with Jackie, who's in Longford Park. And Jackie, would you like to tell us why you're here this morning?
Okay, I'm taking part in the monthly litter pick. It's just an hour on a Sunday morning, and it's quite a nice thing to get involved in. I quite like seeing the park getting cleaned up a bit, and it's somewhere where I come very often, so it's worth doing.
So what motivated you in the first place to get involved with Friends of Longford Park and the litter pick that you're doing today?
So a few years ago when I fully retired, I just wanted to spend some time getting involved in volunteering. So this was one of the places that was ideal for me, really, living sort of next door to it. And I've got involved in all sorts of projects in the park. We've done a tree trail, haven't we? And we've just made a garden of reflection, sort of in honour of the arena bombing victims. That's over in the ornamental gardens. So we do garden. We have a gardening group as well that we come to on a Monday afternoon. I'm the group treasurer. So the more you get involved, the more you get asked to do, really. But it's very enjoyable. Lovely people that we, you know, in our team.
Would you have a message that you would like to give to somebody listening who might need a little hope at the moment?
I would say definitely get involved in something in the community if you can. There's so many groups out there where you can get involved, you can volunteer. You'll probably come across people who are in a similar position to yourselves, but being part of a group just might help you out. Obviously, helping out in a park, it's a fabulous place to be. It helps your well-being. You know, if I feel a bit down, I come for a walk in the park, and it's amazing how it can transform your mood, just being in a quiet place, part of nature, looking at the trees. That's what I'd say, really.
Thank you, Jackie. And we've also got Trish here today. Hi, Trish. What are you doing in the park today?
Well, when I came to Chorlton, which was only about 6 months ago, I decided I needed something to fill my time, and some community work seemed the best way. And I met someone who knew somebody else, and that's why I've ended up doing this. What initially motivated me to find something like this was leaving a country abroad and coming back to the UK and knowing nobody at all, which was last November. Somebody telling me that Friends of Longford Park were active and it was a great community group. And I discovered how many people around here are volunteers. You know, it's amazing. And I just love the group. I was invited to a meeting and this is it. And then from then I found other things to do. It's making an effort to meet people, because I used to sing in a choir, and I thought, oh, how am I going to join a choir? And then Stretford Public Hall, which is a brilliant place for anyone who's not got much going on, because there's a lot there. And they do a sing-along, and anyone can go. And from then I met other people, and this is me now. Yes.
Oh, thanks, Trish. And just before we go, would you like to give some words to people who might be listening, who might need a little bit of hope? Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
Only to get out and try and talk to people, even if it's just coming to the park and sitting on a bench. And there are some friendship benches in this park. Just talking to people and getting some fresh air is the very best advice I can give, really.
Hi, Joanne, and can you tell us why you started coming on this walk?
It's all your fault. I was a drama teacher at a local adult education college, and one of the subjects I did was a public speaking course. And Jean turned up and said a talk about what she did in regard to the Friends of Longford Park and how once a month they did this walk. So, well, she's supported my cause, I'll go and support hers. And that was about 18 years ago, I think. So that's what I'm doing here, and it is all her fault. I take no responsibility whatsoever, but I do keep coming back. So they must be doing something right. Yes, it's been very good. It's been excellent, and a very good group of people. And anyone who was just fed up, fancied a mooch, just suck it and see. It's honestly, it really is worth it.
You've made some good friendships, haven't you? I believe you go on walks with other people now from the group.
Oh, yeah, Yes, it is. You know, threads can lead to and out of the one on Wednesdays. And yes, all through doing these. So you can find routes to other things. Through talking to people, you find out what they do. And you can find ways in. So it's always worth it. You may get more than you bargain for, really, mightn't you?
So have you got a message to give to people who might need some hope in their lives?
Well, there's not much else. So, yes, just give it a go. What's the worst that can happen? No, it'd be very good. It would be very good for everyone. I think anyone who comes always goes away thinking, well, I'll definitely come back to that one. So, yes.
Yeah. This has been a Communities of Hope chat. If you'd like a little more hope in your life, visit the Friends of Longford Park website. That's friendsoflongfordpark.org.uk. And I look forward to seeing you in Longford Park very soon.
Thanks for listening to a Communities of Hope podcast made possible thanks to NHS Greater Manchester. For more details, Google the Shining a Light on Suicide campaign.